So then we started hitchhiking back to Tuscaloosa. And we made it as far as Atlanta. In fact, we got picked up by a chicken truck. And we rode in a chicken truck into Atlanta because we had one friend who lived here. So
I hitched
a ride on a chicken truck.
Really?
Yeah. So I'm like thinking, is there a mysterious chicken truck driver that goes around
seems
and picks
so
up
strange. So we got let off, you know, at the bus station or something. I don't think we had a quarter at that point. We did not have the phone number or address of the person that lived there. I don't know what we thought we were doing. So we went to a Davison's cafeteria that used to be down there near the bus station, and we ordered a cup of coffee or something, which we shared. And we were probably two of the most pathetic-looking people you ever saw. And the owner of that Davison's came, the wife of the owner, came over with a big piece of apple pie and a glass of milk, another cup of coffee. And we said, don't worry about it. Y'all look like you're down on your luck.
Were you down? Were your spirits high? Or were your spirits down?
Probably just real confused, like what are we going to do?
Yeah.
We're stranded. We don't know what we're going to do. And we told them the problem. We're not in touch. We don't have any money to, you know. So they said, how would you like to sleep upstairs tonight? Because they said, we're just going to close the restaurant up and you can just stay up there. And so we said, great, because we don't know where we're going to go. We'd already been run off of the highway. We'd been run out of the bus stop. We'd been run out of parks.
We were tired.
They said, sleep upstairs. So we did, and they said, come down for breakfast. So we came downstairs. They picked us a big breakfast. And then these kids come in, and they look kind of weird. They look like our posse in Tuscaloosa, you know. And we said, do you know so-and-so? And they said, yeah, we know her. We said, well, we're stuck, you know. And they said, well, come with us. We'll take you. And they started telling us about, I think it was the catacombs. And so we got a ride with them to the catacombs. Turned out there was a whole bunch of people like us. And then we hooked up with our friend, and she let us stay there. And then we got our feet on the ground. You know, I think our parents probably sent us a little bit, and, you know, I think she got a job somewhere. I couldn't get a job, I had long hair. And basically, things just started coming together. We just decided, well, you know what, I think we'll just stay here, because we really don't have a home in Tuscaloosa. That was just the university. So finally, we moved into a big old house on 14th Street. And we had the apartment that opened onto the front porch. And we got to go to Tuscaloosa and get some of our stuff and bring it back. You know, I had a suitcase full of short stories because I was like going to be a writer. That was just the only, you know. So I was living in that house with her, and then kids just flocked to that building. I mean, it's like one of the buildings.
That was next to the birdhouse.
Next door.
Yeah.
And a lot of people thought it was a club, and they would come at like 3 o'clock in the morning and bang on the door and say, go away, this is the house.
Well, people would say it was a crash pad. They'll give you a place to stay.
Yeah. Boy, we did a little of that, but we had to,
yeah.
Mostly we tried to restrict it to people we knew.
Yeah.
You know. Because otherwise it would have been a
disaster. Well, I remember it, they're being pointed out to by people saying, oh yeah, this place up there, you can stay.
Well, you know, I think it had a stained glass window over the French doors that opened onto the porch, and for some godforsaken reason, we shaped the words love. Now that's asking for it. Love in a stained glass window over your door. God. Anyway. So one day,